You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Thursday night were the Attitude Awards, a night to celebrate the achievements of people who live with disabilities. I went along to the awards because my cousin Hamish Tavener had been nominated for the Leadership Award.
My main goal is make sure people with learning disability have the right to have their say and treat the same as other people. Now, if I get more encouraged to speak to the government, I can speak up supporting the people with learning disability.
Hamish Tavener has been at the forefront of advocacy for New Zealanders with learning disabilities for more than 20 years. Until recently, he was the Central Region President, his second term, and National Chairperson of People First. Hamish undertakes service evaluations for standards and monitoring services, and has travelled domestically and internationally as a delegate representing various disability-focused organisations. He's liaised with the Ministry of Health in an advisory capacity and been a voice for others with learning disabilities. Alongside his advocacy work, Hamish is a global messenger with Special Olympics and is currently working for Malatest International as a researcher, interviewing people living in residential homes. He ended up winning, so I gave him a call the next day to see how he felt.
Hello, Hamish speaking.
Hi, Hamish, it's Lillian.
Hi, Lillian.
How are you?
Good.
Have you been enjoying your glory today?
Yes.
Cool, what did you guys do?
Let's come back here and let's relax at your place.
So, Hamish, shall we just do, we'll get into the interview,
yep,
eh?
Yep.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself and what you do?
Last 4 years ago, I was the national chairperson and I went to these different meetings, but I'm still on these meetings. I'm no longer the national chairperson. I'm the second vice president for our region, that's the central region. There's six regions. There's the northern region, and there's the midland region, and there's the top of south, and central, and mid south, and north, and the southern region. And there's the, and David Kane, he's the national chairperson for People First New Zealand. He's now, his term is up next year, so there'll be another person who will take his role, because I was before him for 4 years. You get 2 years and then get re-elected for another 2 years, then you have to stand down for 2 years, like that. So,
right, so what do you have to do in that role?
And go to these different meetings, like for the Ministry of Health or the MSD, like they have these different meetings. You go, and these are DPO, that for the seven groups of a disabled person, like DPA, Blind Citizen, and Deaf or Tara, and People First, and Deaf Blind, and they all meet the national manager, that's Cindy Johns, who met last night, and David Keane go to these meetings and meets all the ministry officials, all the officials who, like the government officials, talk about the government, government and like that.
And so you're a representative?
Yes. There was when I was on the 4 years, at the moment I'm on the safeguard for people with the Ministry of Health, and plus I'm on the disability strategy that for the Ministry of Social Development, ODI, that Brian Coffey, he's the CEO, and Sue Hobbs, she's worked for the Ministry of Health, and she was a police officer over in London, and she came and did some work for People First, and then they run out money for keeping safe for people like learning disability and other disability, and then the Ministry of Health applies us to come work for them, and then we'll be having 4 workshops and do talk about safeguarding for people with disability. That was on that one. And plus, I go along to this core group for Urban Good Life. There's a group in Hamilton and Christchurch at that first. Now, Mid Central want to do it for people who want to get their own funding like that. So
when you meet with the government, do you have to provide reports?
We do, and they send us some reports, and then after we have our meeting, then I do a report back to the National Committee on how I support. Sometimes I have Janet Doughty or Cindy Johns or Alexia who helps me do some reports when I go to these meetings like that.
And so, because you're based in Palmerston North.
Yes, and I get pay too. I get median allowance like that when I go to these meetings.
Right.
And then people first invoices the ministry people, and so I get pay.
And do you have to travel a lot?
Yeah, in my last 4 years, since I was the national chairman, I've travelled quite a lot to Wellington, like that.
Right.
Have a lot of meetings down there, like that.
And before that, you were involved in the Special Olympics?
So, Special Olympics, I went to Asian Pacific Games in 96. That was for China. I was swimming. And then in 2011, I went to Athens, that for Timon Bonney. Like that. And plus, I'm on another committee for the New Zealand for Australasian Society for Intellectual Disability. That's an ASIP, same as over in Australia, and New Zealand got their own division, and we have telephone conference, or sometimes we have face-to-face meetings like that. So I just go down to the meetings like that,
yeah.
And I get paid back. I don't get paid for it. That's voluntary, but I get my travel pay back to me like that.
Right.
And then last year, Cindy put my name for the other category that Wendy Dove for made a difference. I wasn't in that category last year. That was, and then Terry contacted Dad about, because she know that I've been doing a lot of leadership stuff for People First, and she said it'd be good for me to put my name forward. So Dad contacted Cindy, and Cindy did a good article for me, and then I got in the third and the finalists, like Glenn Terry from Waikato, and plus Graham Porter from Nelson. He's a board member on Special Olympics New Zealand, like that.
So you were nominated for the Leadership Award?
Yes, yeah, for this year.
And that's at the Attitude Awards?
Yes, it was. It was last night. Yeah.
Can you tell us what the Attitude Awards are?
And it's Make a Difference, that's a category one, and there's a Leadership one, and some different other categories are there. And like that, or on that little folder like that.
So it's a yearly awards night for people with disability,
yeah,
who are contributing to their communities?
Yes, it is. Yep.
A very fancy dinner, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes.
You have lots of famous friends, Hamish.
Yes, yep.
Tariana Turia came and said hello.
Yes, yeah. Have you got a photo?
I did take photos, and I can send them to your phone.
Are you be around tomorrow?
I'm going to come home just after I do this, so I can send them to you when I get home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was such a cool night, because you've been nominated before, haven't you? But this was the first time you won.
No, yes, it was.
And were you pleased?
Yeah, I was so nervous with these other two people, with Glenn Terry, because he do easy read stuff like People First does, and plus Graham Porter, he'd been around, he won his category last year, and he did very well. And I said, I missed out. And then when the camera was hanging around our table, and we, after that lady said the names out, and my name came out, and all the light was showing me.
It was so cool.
I know.
And you had to prepare a speech.
You said that. Me and Sydney talked about it last week. So if you win, you need to prepare a speech. So I do a good speech. And then I mentioned that my mum was there, like that. And that way, different people know my mum and come and say hello to her last night.
Do you want to say anything else? Do you want to say anything about the Attitude Awards? Or?
It was amazing to see all different people with disability, not learning ones, but other disability. And amazing that lady who won Supreme Award, with her, she took through the microphone on her little wheelchair. It's amazing.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yes,
so she's made, she's turned her talking device,
yes,
the one that speaks into it speaks with a British accent or something,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes.
And now it speaks in a Kiwi accent.
Yes.
And one that can speak Te Reo.
I know, it's amazing.
Amazing.
It is.
All right, well, thank you for talking with us.
Okay.
And good luck for next year.
Okay, thanks, Lil.
See you, Hamish, okay. I'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.